If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, it is National 8-Track Day today. It's Record Store Day tomorrow. And what is Record Store Day, you ask? Well, it was conceived in 2007 as a gathering of independent record store owners and employees as a way to celebrate and spread the word about the unique culture surrounding nearly 1,500 independent-owned record stores. I mean, vinyl is back, and this day brings some really cool releases. New, original, limited pressings of John Legend, Fleetwood Mac, The Doors, The Rolling Stones, Post Malone, Taylor Swift, and more. And joining us about the big day tomorrow is Rick Wojak. He's a proprietor of Dusty Groove in Chicago. Rick, how are you? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Great, great, great. So I want to talk a little bit about your place, because I love your place. Dusty Groove came decades ago. You ran it as an online store as a hobby. Is it a hobby anymore?
No. It quickly became not a hobby. I was in graduate school. It was kind of a lark, and it just took off. The internet was very good to us, and we were an early online record store. And then we had to build a bricks and mortar store to follow. And we have both going. I mean, Chicago customers order online, but they come in and pick them up, and people come from out of town who've been shopping online for years and visit us for the first time.
I know you also have a large collection of your own, and I worked on the retail side of the music business when I was young, and it was like 84 when I was in high school until like 95. I worked for Musicland and Sam Goody and corporately too, Transworld, Peaches, Strawberry, Coconuts. I was just telling somebody the other day, on a Friday night going out for dinner and then going to a record store and going through those albums, which are just pure artwork. I mean, that's tradition. That was just part of life, right?
Yeah. Especially those days when you had a store like Tower Records that was open till midnight.
Yes.
You'd finish dinner. Even Christmas dinner we'd go after sometimes. You had nothing to do. And, unfortunately, after the pandemic, so many of us, we're only open till 7. I mean, the post-dinner record shopping binge is no longer a thing, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right. I still have, and I think I told you about this before, Rick, but I still have the last printed version of a phonolog.
Wow, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
That's going back, yeah.
Well, that was the computer. And I just remember when I was managing those stores, when the envelope would come in for the week to fill the pages, it was painful. But that was our reference,
Well, and people don't know, Rose Records, which for a while was the biggest record store in the world, was in Chicago, and they didn't have the records alphabetically. They had them by the catalog number, and you had to go into the front of the store. Somebody would look it up in the phonolog and then run around the building trying to find, the Elton John record you wanted that should have been right out there at the front.
It's very true. It's very true. And the other claim to fame is, I think about the time we first started talking is, WGN Radio had this massive collection, sprawling collection of vinyl records and a card catalog for decades, and part of that collection went to you.
Yeah. I mean, it was right there in the Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue, sitting there secretly for decades, and it was just a great opportunity for us.
You think about somebody standing there just when they need to play. I mean, it's so easy to pull something from YouTube or Spotify or something now, but you had to go ask what record you wanted, give them the number, go through the card catalog, check it out, bring it to the studio. Engineers had to put the needle on the record. Very different today.
Right.
Yeah, very, very different. All right, so go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, somebody was recently talking, the radio stations used to have guys, one guy per turntable. The Musicians Union forced them to do this, and they were called platter turners. And you'd had, if you had two turntables, you had two guys sitting there just to put the needle on.
Would have loved that job. But Record Store Day is tomorrow, and what are some of the cool things that you're going to be doing?
Man, for us, I get there at 5 in the morning. There's already people in line. They've started, and I start handing out coffee, bagels, donut holes. We've got a magician coming around 6 o'clock to entertain the big crowd. And then we open the doors at 7, and, people are going to be able to get their hands on all this amazing stuff. And this year, there's really kind of stuff that's better than the last few years, I think. I mean, there's all these amazing, sort of work in progress and demo things for very classic albums. There's an alternate version of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. There's this sort of working tracks for Alan Parsons' iRobot, The Doors' Strange Days. There's 1972 demos by Queen. There's all this amazing live stuff that, you know, this isn't like bootleg stuff. This is like stuff that Warner Brothers and all the labels made. And so there's like rare live material by Elton John, Prince, Joni Mitchell, Yes, Talking Heads, Sly and the Family Stone. This is all coming out for the first time ever, and it's really amazing.
It's funny you say that. That's exactly what I thought in the top of my head, you know, being in the music business myself back in the day, is that that was a bootleg. But these are the actual records. And it was a bootleg. And then you'd exchange things with your friends and, hey, I got the new cut from this, or I got the raw demo to this, and so forth. Yeah. But these are the labels and the bands themselves putting this stuff out.
Yeah, which is great. Very cool. I mean, there's so much stuff like that. I mean, there's unreleased Patsy Cline stuff, which, you know, nobody's ever heard.
Amazing.
Which is kind of amazing. Yeah.
So tell folks about your record store in general and what they can find there every day, how it's organized, all that good stuff.
Well, you know, I mean, we sell a lot of old records. We sell a lot of new records, but we also love CDs. I mean, we really love the music. We love to give people a bargain. You know, if we can sell a $2 record, I mean, we've got a giant bargain basement full of 99-cent records. You know, but like, you know, we'll sell, you know, super rare records. Yesterday we had a copy of the Beatles Butcher cover, which is one of these legendary rarities. And, you know, we had three guys, we put it online, and, you know, within 5 minutes, three guys showed up. One of them got it. So,
wow.
But that's not every day, but, you know, we kind of run the gamut. But the main thing is, you know, we really revel in the old record store idea. It's a place where you can come in, you can touch music, you can, you know, just live around it, you can, you know, pick up something and study it and decide what you want to bring home with you. And, you know, that's very different than listening to music online.
Well, and that's part of the record store experience, is being able to go in there and really, if you got the time, just spend hours in there going through genres of music, your favorite artists, and find something you never, you know. I was in Minneapolis sometime early last year, and I went to a record store there, and I found a 45 demo of Bob Newhart's first comedy album from 1960. You think about this rare stuff all the time. Dusty Groove is on 1120 Ashland Avenue in Chicago. DustyGroove.com is where you can go to find out more. Rick, happy Record Store Day in advance, and I appreciate you hanging out as always.
Oh, thank you so much.